Welcome back inside the Kasman Center, where the Fort McMurray Oil Barons knock off the Drayton Valley here tonight 5-2 and get back in the win column as we're joined on the Black Horse Pub postgame show by Mob assistant coach Dave DuPont. And Dave, message I think was well received by your group. That might have been the best effort we've seen as a team in a number of weeks.
It was. They responded. I mean, we played a good 10 minutes last night, the last 10 of that game. And they just carried on today. As I said before the game, we had a meeting. We showed them clips where we weren't moving our feet and how easy it was for the other team. And then we showed them some clips towards the end of that game last night where when we are moving our feet, we take away time and space. It's really difficult to play when you're under pressure all the time in any sport. Somebody puts pressure on you and you panic, you make bad plays, you turn over pucks. And that's exactly what our game plan was today. And the boys went out and they executed perfectly.
Dave, one of the best ways that your club put pressure on the opposition tonight was hitting. It was a much more physical game than it was last night, and I think that was a very key factor in your success tonight.
It was. You can't play easy games against these sort of teams. You have to get physical. You have to get into the trenches with them, and we did that tonight, and hopefully we learn from this because, I mean, there's been spurts where we played like this, and then we get away from it a little bit. When we're finishing our checks, when we're moving our feet, when we're taking away time and space and pressure in the other team's defensemen, we're a very good team. And last night we sat back a little bit for too long, and we let that one get away from us. But hopefully we learned, and going forward, you know, the boys take away from this how we can be successful, and we're going to be a tough out.
Dave, your stars or your top players always come to play. Reed Morrison, Cole Gable find the back of the net. But how nice is it when a guy like Tyler Mazur gets his first goal in there?
We need the scoring, secondary scoring from those type of guys. And so he's another example of moving his feet and using his big body, getting in front of the net and banging a puck in, you know. I mean, if he can do that game in, game out, get in on the forecheck, hit some guys, he's going to put some fear into those defensemen. They don't want to stand around when he's coming in there, so they move pucks quickly, and then he's a big, big, strong kid. So when he gets in front of the net, if he's willing to go there, there's going to be pucks there, and there's going to be opportunities for him to score. So it was good to see him put his first one in, and hopefully many more to come.
Seventh straight game with a power play goal. You score a shorthanded goal, and you kill off penalties. All that you took both last night and tonight, your special teams is really clicking over the past couple games.
Fantastic, and we're not even giving up very many shots. Even that 5-on-3, they just did a great job. They were in the lanes. Their sticks were in the passing lanes. Their bodies were in the shooting lanes. They couldn't see anything. They're trying to create space. They're trying to create lanes by moving around up top, and our guys did a great job staying in the lanes and not allowing anything through. And when anything did get anywhere near the net, we collapsed down and cleared it away. So it's been that way for a long time. I mean, I think our penalty kill is quite high in the rankings in the league here. So they've been doing a good job all year. And tonight was, and this whole weekend actually, was really good.
Dave, Ryan Conroy, toughest player in the AJHL at 5'8".
He's a tough kid, and he loves that. He's waiting. He's just waiting for somebody to come and challenge him. And the gloves are off quickly, and he's got a big smile on his face. So those are the types of things he lives for. And he, you know, he put a hit on that guy, and I thought it was a good, clean hit. The guy wanted to come and challenge him, and he got what he deserved, I guess. So Ryan's a happy guy right now. He got his fight in, so, and he won. So he's real happy. He's walking on sunshine now.
Dave, final question for me. That line of Jaden Leslie, Peter Tamaris, and Jared White really looks like they're clicking well. They read where each other's going to be on the ice, but more importantly, just their cycle game and their board work, three players that really excel at doing that.
They all have good speed. They're all big, strong bodies. They're strong guys, so when they get in on the cycle and they're determined to win battles down there, it's a very difficult line to play against when they're moving their feet. Last night, Jared was moving his feet all night. The other guys kind of in and out, but tonight all three of them were going for 60 minutes, and if they're going to do that, they're going to create all kinds of chances for themselves, and they're going to put up some numbers.
Dave, you got Sherwood Park in here, who's right atop the division with Bonnyville, and a team that you've played pretty well against so far here this season, but just what will they present for you guys, and what type of challenge will they be?
Well, it's a huge challenge, and I think that if we start taking unnecessary penalties, we might get ourselves in a little more trouble because they have a great power play. They have a ton of talent out there, and they will make you pay if you're going to take stupid penalties. So we have to make sure we're disciplined against those guys. Again, like any other team, if we're moving our feet, if we're taking away time and space from their defensemen and forcing them into turnovers, we can be successful against those guys. We were last time we played them. That's exactly what we did. We put pressure on people, and they're bound to make mistakes. So that's going to be our game plan. Stay disciplined. They have a ton of talent. We have to slow them down through the neutral zone, play tight in the D zone, and I think we should be okay.
And Dave, always appreciate the time, and best of luck on Tuesday.
Thank you.